Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
It is through the Lord's churches that God receives glory. Ephesians 3:21, unto him be glory in the church throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. God receives glory through his church. And that's why we see the picture in verse number 12. that he sees the seven golden candlesticks, represents those seven churches that we're going to read about. And then verse number 13, I like this. He's in the midst of these seven golden candlesticks. What a thought. Matthew chapter 18, verse number 20 tells us this. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So we see Jesus standing in the midst of these candlesticks, which represents the churches. And then Jesus is in Matthew 18. He literally said that I'm in the midst of them. We're talking about a church. If it's just two or three, I'm in the midst of them. And then notice that next statement in verse number 13. In the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment to the foot and a girt about the paps with a golden girdle. Notice he says, like unto the Son of Man. John recognized that voice. He saw the seven golden candlesticks, and then he saw in the midst of those seven golden candlesticks, the Son of Man, who we know was Jesus Christ himself. Matter of fact, the term Son of Man was Christ's favorite term for himself. He used it. Jesus used that term for himself over 80 times in the four Gospels. He loved that term. He referred to himself as the Son of Man over 80 times, more than any other term that he had used. And John had heard Jesus use that term many times, obviously, and that's why he said it's him, like the Son unto the Son of Man. It's interesting. One author wrote this, and I'm quoting him. Through Jesus is a true man. He is only like unto the Son of Man. He was not born of the union of a sinful man and a sinful woman, but he was divinely deceived and virgin born. Jesus was made in the likeness of men, Philippians 2:7, and was made unto the likeness of his brethren, Hebrews 2:17, unquote. Literally what he's saying here, Jesus is the Son of Man. He was fully man and he was fully God. He wasn't half man and half God, but yet he was fully man and fully God. And notice, speaks of his garment. And then in verse number 14, we'll read 14 and 15 in along with this. He was clothed with a garment down to the foot and a girt about the paps with a golden girdle. And this is how John saw Jesus Christ. Okay, it's interesting. He was clothed with a garment down to his feet. Robes were worn by prophets, by priests, and by kings. In the Old Testament, when Zechariah chapter 3, verse number 4, speaks of the priestly robe, and you're familiar with the attire of the Old Testament priest, they wore robes. Also, or prophets, and then we see the priest with the priestly robes. So there's prophets wore robes, priests wore robes, and then kings wore robes. 1 Samuel 24, verses 5 and 12 speak of kings wearing robes. It's interesting to note that Jesus represents all three of these. He was prophet, priest, and he's king. So it speaks of his authority. Also, notice he's girt about his paps with a golden girdle. Now, the word paps is an old word that nobody uses anymore, but it literally means his breast, okay? Exodus 39, 1 through 5 says that there were golden threads in the band that went around the chest or the body of the high priest there in Israel. But Jesus had much more than a few golden threads around him. Literally, his was solid gold. When we read about that he was girt about with paps with a golden girdle, his breast was around his robe. It was that golden girdle, which literally talked about not just his authority, but his power and who he was. It speaks of his deity. How much better he is with solid gold and just a few golden threads that the priests had in their robe attire. And then verse number 14. Before I read this, I wrote this down. No one living today knows what Jesus looks like. Nobody. Even though Jesus, I read this from two different people. I would say it's probably true that more people have tried to paint a picture of Jesus than anybody in history. You know, what he would look like. And most of y'all would first thing comes to mind is the painting of that fellow who made Jesus standing at the door, remember? And he's knocking and there's no door. I forget who painted that. Who did that? Anyway, whoever painted that picture didn't have a knob on the door outside with the thought you had to let him in. Okay, they painted Jesus, you know, pictured him with long hair and a beard and all, and other pictures or artist drawings have him with long hair and beards, and Jesus did not have long hair. I'm not going to go into that this morning, but Jesus didn't have long hair. But anyway, no one living today knows what Jesus looks like, though artists and others have tried to depict the image of our Lord. It's interesting. The New Testament writers did not speak one word concerning his physical appearance, except for, and I wanted to read this in John chapter 8. If you want to turn with me to John chapter number 8, it does give a description of who they were looking at. It didn't describe him as having brown hair or dark hair or brown eyes, or even though we knew he's fully Jewish. But yet in John chapter 8, verse number 57, Jesus is talking to these Pharisees, and in verse number 56, Jesus said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." Literally, he's telling these Pharisees that Abraham saw me. Jesus declared himself to be God. We'll look at the next verse, verse number 57. "Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?" This is a real cut, a slight on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. "Thou art not yet 50. When Jesus said this, he was approximately between 30 to 32 years of age when he made this statement. And they said, "You're not yet 50. And I'm not going to go too far with this because I want to push on. But how can I say it this way without people misunderstanding what I'm saying? Can you imagine somebody being about 32 years of age and somebody says, "Boy, you look like you're 50 years old." That's not a very good compliment. I'd rather it be the other way. "I'm 50 years old. Boy, you look like you're 30 years old. You know, you found that family." But yet we see a picture of Jesus, his humanity. He was fully God, fully man. Now, Jesus didn't worry. He didn't stress out over things. But we know he's heading to the cross. Remember the Garden of Gethsemane? He sweat great drops of blood as he's in the garden and crying out, "Not, you know, Father, if it's, take this cup from me." Understand there's a lot of things on our Lord's day. He's going to carry the whole sins of the world. Physically, I believe it affected him. He was never sick. He was never angry, I understand all that, but there was something there when he said, "You're not yet 50 years of age." Let me give you another one to kind of talk about. In Isaiah 53, very familiar passage of scripture where Isaiah is talking about our Lord and Savior. Verse number 1, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he," speaking of our Lord, "shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of the dry ground." And look at this. "For he hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." Now, he didn't describe what the Lord looked like, but an attribute that Isaiah said, when we see him, talking about in the New Testament, when you see him, the Jewish people, that he hath no form nor comeliness. The word comeliness literally means beauty. And let that sink in. He wasn't one of these guys that would Jesus, and I'm saying this with all reverence, that they wouldn't put him on GQ magazine cover.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.